Why do high street estate agents misunderstand You Move? Because it's probably not a fault of You Move or high street agents, weirdly. I think it's as a function of the growth of the online players. So Purple Bricks, Yopa, EMove, you know, the list goes on. Hatch and the others. So,
because they would consider themselves more hybrid-y.
Yeah, online hybrid-y, whatever. But basically, they've clouded the space that, that we were probably in and developing. So everyone assumes that EMove is of the same ilk, but we're not. We're entirely different. So, you know, whilst they charge up front and then disappear off to do another listing and let the vendor do everything else, we don't charge a single penny until completion, and we do all of the work locally, face-to-face with that vendor. So it's completely the other end of the service spectrum. But we are not going to spend 10, 20, 30 million pounds on UK-wide TV advertising to explain the difference, because where we operate franchisees locally, we're growing our market share quite satisfactorily, thank you. So we don't feel the need to waste money educating people who, to be honest, probably aren't interested in who we are anyway.
Interestingly, when we were talking before, everyone seems to think you've got online at one end, you've got high street at the other, and you've got hybrid in the middle. You did it the other way around, mm-hmm. where you said online was at one extreme, high street was in the middle, mm-hmm. and hybrid was at the other end.
Correct.
Could you care to explain why you said that?
Yeah, I think it comes down to the service model. So I'm thinking purely from you know, a service evaluation here. And it's about the level of contact that the agent has with the individual.
So at the bottom end is online, which is yep. just basically list it and mm-hmm. spray and pray. Most of the high street would say we're at the other end of contact. Are you saying that they're in the middle?
I'm saying that they are stretched. There are some high street agents who are very, very poor. There's some high street agents who are exceptionally good and probably do something similar to what we do. The only difference being they have a high street shop, we don't. Otherwise, the service mm-hmm. might be indistinguishable. So this isn't about the label of high street per se. This is about a structure of your business. So you can structure your business to go down the kind of self-service, Purple Bricks, you know, Yopa, that kind of stuff. You buy online and it's all very easy and clear. And actually what a lot of agents can learn from that is the clarity of proposition to consumers is why they've been able to take market share, in my view. It's not necessarily just around pricing. And then you've got this vast array of service on the high street, from very low to very, very high. But the service model is split between different people doing different parts of
yes.
the job. So you've got your values, your negs, you know, your office people, this kind of stuff. And then you've got EMove at the other end, where you've got one person associated with one vendor and one property, and they do everything from start to finish. So you can kind of see that the service model is very different. So that's why I kind of split it that way.
Yeah, but if you've only got one person per property, that's going to hold you back in growing your own business, isn't it?
Well, it depends how you want to grow. So the beauty about being a franchisee is you can determine your own work hours and how much you want to earn. So if your focus is earnings, then you can take on as many properties as possible. And there will be a limit to the number that you can do on your own, because otherwise you don't get any sleep. Or you can take on additional staff or associates to come and work with you to help scale your business locally. Or, as we have some franchisees do, you know, they might only sell 3-4 houses at any one time and complete one or two a week, but perhaps that's all they want to do, and that's absolutely fine.
Okay, so if you do take extra people on, do you then, you don't go down the old route of just turn them into negs and valuers? Do you just almost like replicate yourself? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So absolutely the model is, it's your vendor, it's your house, it's your job.
So basically, you do everything. Yeah, so basically what you're saying is your biggest tip to estate agencies is that the valuer should become the company viewer, should become yep. the negotiator,
yep.
should do everything from start to finish, mm-hmm. and if they do that, they will win.
Yeah, because ultimately they will increase the conversion on appraisals anyway, because they're closest to it. They'll increase the number of properties they sell, and therefore get paid on, arguably, depending on the remuneration structure. And they'll deliver better their outcomes for their vendors, typically, which leads to more referred business, and you get this positive cycle.
I mean, you quoted in a previous video some interesting stats. Probably you could share them again on the sort of what you do from listing through to completion.
Yeah, so 70% listings to completion ratio. So when we get an offer, we only lose a couple of percent, so I think about 96.5% from offer stage to completion. So we lose very, very few at that point because our franchisees are so close to it, all up and down the chain, to make sure that that sale goes through, because they do not get paid a penny until the keys are handed over.
So that's, so basically you're saying that the most important thing is that an estate agent should take ownership from start to finish, mm-hmm. and not take money up front, which again, I think a lot of people watching this will be pleased with, because I think that's one of the biggest criticisms of the court, mm-hmm. the online Purple Bricks, the Yopas of this world, that you pay to list.
Yep.
With you guys, you pay to sell,
mm-hmm.
okay? But you guys are taking more skin in the game, and you're taking greater ownership, and from that, you're getting 70% of listings through to completion.
Yep.
And are you saying 96% of properties that you get an offer on, you'll complete on?
Yes.
I don't know. I've never heard numbers anywhere near that.
Well, we do. Yeah, because we work with the selected panel of conveyancers who all work to exactly the same process. And we have a team of people that interact with those solicitors and will do a lot of work along the chain. But critically, that franchisee who's working with that vendor, and also the buyer, of course, remains on hand all the time to make sure that nothing drops out. Because what often sales drop out because the buyer and seller fall out, because they met each other at the viewing, they probably exchanged numbers, and things get a little bit heated, and they start sending texts and phone calls to each other, and they fall out, and they pull out the deal just in spite of the other person. We try our best not to have the buyer and seller interact at all, ever, until we hand the keys over. So if there's a query or a complaint, it has to come through us. So yes, that is a burden of time, but it means that we can understand what the issue is, we can solve the issue. If there's a renegotiation due to a survey report, for example, we can renegotiate accordingly without things getting heated and without people wanting to cut their nose off.
Taking the emotion out of it.
Exactly.
What would you say to any valuers or branch managers or even area managers who are feeling a little bit lost and unloved in their present jobs? Give us a 30-second pitch for you, Move. Let's finish on this.
Okay. Well, if they back themselves, they're critically passionate about delivering great service, they believe they've got the right sales ability, because this is a sales job after all, and they back themselves to go out there and win business against the competition, then they will find that the money they can earn under the UMOVE franchise proposition is second to none. So if you imagine somebody wants to go and set their own business up, you're going to be looking at, $5,000 to $7,000 a month in costs just to run your own agency. We'll charge them £1,000 a month and give them access to Rightmove, Zoopla, property management systems, all of our marketing know-how, and they can go out there and they can win some business and earn some good money.
And enjoy the job?
And enjoy it very much, yes, that's critical, thank you.